All right, let's get straight now into the U.S. presidential debate, the U.S. elections, of course, coming up in November. We're joined by the Washington, D.C. bureau chief of The Guardian, David Smith, on the line. David, always a pleasure to chat to you. What did you make of it? I mean, it just seemed so chaotic. Was it to be expected? Did it surprise you that it really, I think, even went beyond what we saw in 2016?
Yes, that's right. I mean, not entirely surprising that Donald Trump would try to steamroll both his opponent and even the moderator. But even so, I don't think anybody quite expected just something so dark and messy and chaotic and frankly, often incomprehensible. It was hard to tell what was being said. The moderator, Chris Wallace, was like a school supply teacher thrust into a classroom with unruly children just trying to keep order. And Trump was constantly interrupting Joe Biden. He was spewing lies at times. And towards the end, he signally failed to condemn white supremacists. Basically, you heard a lot of Americans saying this made them feel sad and angry. It made them wonder what the rest of the world makes of this. It was altogether a pretty depressing evening.
I put it out on Twitter that my sense was Joe Biden, although he comes across as a thoroughly decent man, was rattled by Donald Trump, but didn't look like he was quite prepared for what played out in that debate. In America, how is this being received? I mean, there is this idea that Trump is really just shoring up his base, that he's not trying to go for the undecided voters, but he wants to make sure that his base is incensed enough to come out to vote come November.
That's right. That seems to have been the tactic from the very start in all his speeches and campaign rallies, and it was more of the same in the debate tonight. It's really hard to imagine him being over a single voter with this performance, particularly in the suburbs where he's really struggling. It was not a performance that would reach out to suburban women and others. It did seem calculated just to fire up his core support, who seemed to be roughly a third of the country, and you'd have thought not enough to win this election. And I think you saw it in that moment when he was specifically asked to condemn white supremacists and hate groups, and he failed to do so, and he told one hate group just to stand by, you know, as if to await orders. It was an obvious dog whistle to his base. And again, the politics of division, no real attempt to unify the country.
How did Joe Biden do? I mean, Trump is obviously going to be a focus of much of the conversation when we reflect back on what we saw. But was he able to get to the undecided voters? One of the things Trump has thrown at him is that he's too old for office. He's hesitant. He's undecided. He's unsure. He seems to have avoided any of the gaffes that we've seen from Biden before. But was he steady on his feet?
I thought so, yes. In a very difficult situation up against a bully hurling insults and a moderator out of his depth, I thought Biden stood his ground and mostly kept calm. And when he did lash out at Trump, it did seem to work. So at one point, and again, just think how extraordinary this is in a presidential debate, Biden basically told Trump to shut up. And before the debate was even over, that line was already on the T-shirt as a slogan from the Biden campaign. Biden also called Trump a clown and mocked him over his handling of the coronavirus. But actually delivered some pretty good one-liners at times. He also hit some emotional notes of authenticity, talking about his late son, Beau Biden. And yes, as you say, he actually avoided some of the missteps that we saw in the Democratic primary debates when he did look rusty and he was making antiquated references. I think overall the Biden campaign are pretty happy with the way this went. Early opinion polls suggest most people think Biden won. And the next question really now is, does he even take part in the two further debates? Because some people really felt this was destructive and a waste of time.
I think that's going to be the big question, right? Will there be two more debates? America, whatever one thinks of the country, is the world's most advanced democracy. It's the oldest democracy as we understand it in the modern age. Joel Stein, the former Times editor, tweeted, "Hey, democracy, he's just not that into you." I mean, when the American president won't categorically commit to accepting the result of an election if he loses, the rest of the world has to worry about that, surely.
Absolutely. And even before this debate, the last couple of weeks, this has been a very hot issue here, much written about. And I was at the White House press briefing last week where a reporter just sitting on the road behind me specifically asked Trump, will you commit to a peaceful transfer of power? And he declined to make that commitment. It really is staggering, uncharted territory. In the debate tonight, again, Trump was asked to make those sort of commitments and refused and went off on his tangents about mail-in voting and ballots that he says with no evidence will not be legitimate. There is a real sense of crisis in America. Many newspaper articles are being written about, you know, this is the election that could break America. As you say, a country often regarded as a beacon of democracy around the world is flailing, and it could all fall apart. And you know, what message will that send to autocrats and authoritarians everywhere? It really is a crisis moment that sort of been so unthinkable 12 years ago when Barack Obama became the country's first black president. Everyone was euphoric. America had reached this new threshold, and somehow it slid backwards into this nightmarish situation.
Extraordinary scenes there. David Smith, thank you very much for your time. That's the Washington, D.C. bureau chief for The Guardian newspaper. David Smith, of course, based here in South Africa for a number of years. And I thought it'd be interesting to get his perspective on what happened last night. But there's no doubt America is in trouble.